Welcome to Healing Place Church, where our mission is to be a healing place for a hurting world. Listen each week for updated content and be sure to share with your friends. We hope this podcast is a blessing and a resource to you as you pursue God daily.
We are in the middle of a series called Spiritual Warfare. Somebody say spiritual warfare. We are at battle with the forces that are happening in this world. We talked about that in the first week. Everybody's walking through something. Everybody's fighting through something. Sometimes it manifests in our physical bodies. Sometimes it's in a relationship. It may be financial. It may be anxiety or something mental or emotional. Maybe it's something with a child. But, you know, we're all walking through stuff. And if you were here last week, we talked about how the battle we fight isn't with flesh and blood. It's not a natural battle, but it's a spiritual battle. We talked about the armor of God. Come on, did you armor up last week? Well, today, I think the next natural step is going to be, now that you've got the armor, I want you to have the power that's necessary to walk in victory. Today, I want to teach you on the Holy Spirit. Oh, the Holy Ghost. Now, I know when I say the Holy Spirit, there are different thoughts and feelings and emotions that are connected to that. I know some of you may be nervous. Oh, no. Are we going to talk about speaking in tongues? Are we going to get crazy up in here? The charismaniacs are going to start doing backflips out of the balcony. And there may be a little concern. Then there may be a level of excitement like, okay, come on, Pastor. We're fixing to throw down up in here on a Sunday. And then there may be some that's kind of confused, like, holy who? Holy Ghost, what is that? I mean, God the Father, we understand, and Jesus the Son kind of makes sense, but there's kind of this ambiguity around Holy Spirit. Some people just don't know what to do with it. It's kind of like at the family reunion, that crazy uncle that shows up. You know you're related, you just don't know what to do with it. And then there's some of you that are visitors, and you're like, man, of all Sundays to visit the church. Well, you can't be in a series on spiritual warfare and not talk about the source of power to be victorious. I don't want to just pat you on the head and help you to feel good in the moment and then walk out there and you're getting your teeth kicked in by the enemy. There is a power through the person of the Holy Spirit that's available to each and every one of us. Now, let me give you a disclaimer. Can I do this? Before we get into the Word and talk about who He is and what He does, here's the disclaimer. The Holy Spirit is not weird. People are weird. How many of you know some weird, don't point at anybody. People are weird. And sometimes weird things happen in church because people are weird and the Holy Spirit gets blamed for it. All right? Holy Spirit is not weird. I want to demystify some of the thoughts surrounding who He is and what He does. And I thought maybe the best way to start is talking about my first encounter with who the Holy Spirit is. I was 13 years old. I grew up in southeast Missouri, a small farming community called Fredericktown. We had more cows than people in the little community that I grew up in. But in the late 80s, my parents drove us down here to the bayou because revival was happening in Baton Rouge. And so I was a part of a camp meeting service. And in this church, this auditorium, there were more people in that building than I had seen in my entire life. I mean, probably 8,000 to 10,000 people. They were having a camp meeting service. And the evangelist got up and he talked about the Holy Spirit. Now, I'd been in church as a boy my whole life, and I'd never heard anything about the Holy Spirit. I understood God. Jesus was familiar, but who is this Holy Spirit? And the evangelist talked out of Acts chapter 2, talked about the day of Pentecost and what happened when 120 were gathered in that upper room. And I'd never heard anything like that in my life. talked about being baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit, the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I thought, wow, this is strange. Then at the end of the service, he gave an invitation. If you want to be filled with the Spirit, come forward. Now, my sisters immediately responded, and some of my friends, they left. We were sitting way up in the balcony. And I responded because they responded. I came down to the front because they came. Have you ever done something and you didn't know why you were doing it, but it was just by association who you were with? And so I'm on their heels and I'm trying to get up to the front because they went forward, I'm coming forward too. There were hundreds of people up in the altars. I mean, crazy things were happening up there. I lost sight of my friends. And next thing I know, I had this guy grab a hold of my arm and he was talking loud. And he was saying things I couldn't understand. He was rat-a-tat-tatting, and he grabbed my arm. I'm thinking, who is this guy? And next thing I know, then this lady comes, and she grabs this arm and had me on lockdown, and she was speaking even louder than he was. And so I got Brother Bible Man on one side and Sister Super Christian on the other. True story. This is true. And then about that time, a third person came right down the middle. So I'm locked down, Brother Bible Man, Sister Super Christian. Here comes this third guy, and he starts tapping me up under my chin. Like, you know, you're trying to jumpstart an engine or something. Like, I mean, so he's tapping me on the chin, and they're yelling. Brother Bible Man's saying, hold on, hold on. Sister Super Christian's saying, just let go, just let go. I didn't know whether to hold on or let go, if I was coming or go. And then, hey, true story. I'm 13 years old, okay? Real life, keeping it real in church. I look around, and there are some people that are laid out on the ground. And ain't nobody bothering them. Oh, yes, I did. Oh, yes! Some of you are like, Pastor, what church am I a part of? I did the courtesy drop. I laid down on the ground, and you know what? It worked. They left me alone. And I'm crawling my way out of there saying, oh, I got to get out of here. At the end of service, I was reunited with my sisters and with my friends, and they were like, oh, Mike, it was amazing. We were filled with the Holy Spirit. We spoke in these heavenly languages. What happened to you? It wasn't that. I had a very different experience, but that was the first encounter to, well, wait a second. What's going on here? And you know what it forced me to do? It forced me to get in this book. And you know what it created? Some curiosity. I'm praying if nothing else today, there's a curiosity that enters in you for more that's available to you. You're saying, Pastor, you saying I got to speak in tongues? I'm not saying that, but I am saying this. If you're going to walk in victory based on the spiritual battles you're facing, you're going to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Now, if you have your Bibles, look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I've got several thoughts that I want to tee up today. And if you're taking notes, history makers are note takers. You'll see on the app, you'll follow along the guideline of where we're headed. I want to do my very best to talk to you about what a relationship with the Holy Spirit looks like. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, verse 18, the Amplified says it this way, do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness. It's corruption. It's stupidity. How many people act stupid when they get filled with a crazy spirit? But be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't be drunk with wine. That's going to ruin your life. But instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by Him. Now notice how the scripture says, be guided by Him. The Holy Spirit is a person, not an it, not an invisible force like gravity. You can't have a relationship with gravity. You can't talk to gravity. You know, there is not just some invisible force field. The Holy Spirit is God, the third person of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can be treated in different ways. You can resist the Holy Spirit. You can surrender to the Holy Spirit. You can cooperate with the Holy Spirit. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. You can hinder the Holy Spirit. What does a relationship with the Holy Spirit look like? Now, if you write down Holy Spirit, I want you to consider these two words, holy. The word holy means to be set apart. It means unique in nature, different, holy. How many know there are a lot of spirits in this world? And they ain't holy. There's spirits of confusion, spirits of division, spirits of strife, spirits of perversion. There's all different kinds of spirits in this world. That's why people who say, well, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. Okay, I'm not saying religion is the answer, but just because you say you're spiritual doesn't necessarily mean that you're walking with the Holy Spirit. See, holy means unique. It means set apart. We as believers have a different spirit. We're not dominated by a spirit of confusion, division, strife, animosity, immorality, perversion. Come on, are you with me? But as believers, we have the indwelling of a spirit that is holy. Now, that word spirit, there's an Old Testament word called ruach. That's the Hebrew. There's a New Testament word, the Greek is pneuma. And it literally means breath or air for breathing. In other words, you cannot survive without breath in your lungs. And your spirit will not thrive without the help of the Holy Spirit. So good. How do we cultivate a relationship with him? I want to make this as simple and as practical as I can. I think this is the tipping point for some of you that are struggling through this season in your life. If you're taking notes, write this down. Here's how we cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Number one, talk to him directly. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Talk to him directly. You know, the Trinity, God the Father, he has a certain role in our lives. Jesus the Son, man, we've received his sacrifice. Consider this, if God is in heaven, seated upon his throne, and Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, how does anything get done for the kingdom here on earth? It's through the Holy Spirit. And you can talk to him directly. When I wake up in the morning, you know what I say? Good morning, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit woke me up today. Holy Spirit woke you up today. How many of you know you're not guaranteed tomorrow? We're not guaranteed our next breath. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You woke me up and you met me with new mercy. His mercies are new every morning, the Bible says. Man, talk to the Holy Spirit. Invite him into your day, into your conversations, into your decisions. I get in my truck, I talk to the Holy Ghost. I pray in the Spirit. I just talk to the Holy Spirit. On my way to work, I get to work. Guess what? I'm ready. I'm equipped. I'm prepared because I've been in conversation with the Holy Spirit. Before you have important meetings or hard conversations, you need to talk to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will help guide your conversations. Holy Spirit will put you in a position of favor and victory. Talk to him before important meetings. You know what else? I talk to the Holy Spirit before I stand on this stage. Every time I preach, before I get up here and say anything to you, I'm saying something to him. I'm saying, Lord, would you take your thoughts and put them in my mind? Holy Spirit, take your words and put them in my mouth. You see, I could come up here with the words that are prepared, but if I'm just speaking from knowledge, how many of you know that's not going to bring transformation to you? But what comes from spirit, it impacts spirit. And so I need the help of the Holy Spirit. I have guys pray for me before every service. They lay hands on me and they're praying in the Holy Ghost. And I'm saying, Lord, less of me and more of you. God, if you want to change anything that I have prepared to say, you change it because the Holy Spirit knows where people are. Holy Spirit knows what you need. And I'm up here on behalf of, I'm an ambassador. I don't speak my own thoughts. Man, I'm an ambassador of a kingdom that's not of this world. And the Holy Spirit who sees you and knows what you're walking through, if I'm in tune with the Holy Spirit, it's going to speak directly to where you are. Do you know, I love this because we pray on the weekends and we lay hands on every doorway and entrance in this auditorium. And we pray, we draw a bloodline. Say, Holy Spirit, fill this place and every empty space. And do you know, people will walk in and they'll say, as soon as I walked in the doors, I felt something different. What was that? That's the Holy Spirit. I talk to people sometimes, they say, Pastor, you know, when worship, every time worship happens, I cried all through worship. What's that? That's the Holy Spirit. It's not talent or ability or skill. It's the Spirit of God touching your spirit. I have people come to me sometime and they say, Pastor, you must be living at my house. You must have tapped my cell phone. You're spying on me because I feel like when you're talking, I'm the only one in the room. Let me tell you, that's not Pastor Mike, that's the Holy Ghost. And when you're talking to the Holy Spirit, he's gonna dial you in to where you are and what you need. Can I have a good amen? Amen. Oh, this is good. Somebody say, help me, Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 26, the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we don't know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. I love that verse. Do you know that the Holy Spirit not only prays for you, but through you? Have you ever been at a place in your life where you knew you needed to pray, but you just didn't know what to say? You just lack the words to put together. Oh, something's heavy on your heart, but you don't know how to frame it up. And so you just pray in the Spirit, and he is interceding for you. This is a powerful tool for the believer. Praying in the Spirit. The Bible says in Jude, verse 20, there's only one chapter. Jude, verse 20, the Bible says this, but you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. See, there's something that happens when the Spirit is involved in conversation with him. Your faith gets built up. And I know I don't have time to drill down on all of this in one message, but I encourage you this week, listen to our podcast, continue the conversation. There's some things that are on my heart that I want you to know, some specific tools that will help you and equip you. That starts tomorrow. Dial into that. Because the truth is this, all of us can grow in our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Number one, talk to him directly. Number two, listen to his voice. Listen to his voice. When you talk to the Holy Spirit, guess what? He talks to you. You say, well, what does he say? I don't think I've ever heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. I want you to know that the Holy Spirit speaks just like he writes. How does the Holy Spirit speak to us? He speaks to us through his word. Do you know who wrote the Bible? You say, well, man wrote the Bible. Whoa, wait a second. The Bible says all scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God-breathed. There's that word breath again. It's literally inspired by the Holy Spirit. Can I tell you, the Holy Spirit knows this book very, very well. And let me stop right here and say this. This is important because sometimes people say, well, the Holy Spirit told me X, Y, Z. How do you know if the Holy Spirit really said that? It's going to be backed up by this B-I-B-L-E. And if X, Y, Z is not in the B-I-B-L-E, that wasn't the Holy Spirit. I don't know what spirit that was, but how many of you know that the Spirit of God does not contradict himself? The Holy Spirit's going to speak to you, and it's going to be confirmed through the word. Now, when I read the word, and how many of you are still doing the one-year Bible? Okay, four of us. Praise the Lord. You don't have to do the one-year Bible. How many of you are in the Bible? Okay, you're reading. Okay. All right, good. We can't get away from this book. But here's what I do. When I sit down to read the Bible, before I open the Bible, I say, Holy Spirit, you're the author of this book. Would you speak to me through it and reveal to me what I need today? You know why? You know why this is important? Because sometimes we can read the Bible for distance, but we don't read it for depth. We can read it to check off a box. Well, I read the Bible through this year. Okay. Well, what did the Holy Spirit say to you? You're not just reading for distance, you're reading for depth. The Bible is a spiritual book, and if you just read it with natural eyes, you're gonna miss a whole lot of things that are in here. In fact, the scripture says this in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but it is written, eye has not seen, ear hasn't heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those that love him. But God has revealed these things to us through who? Through his Spirit. For the Spirit himself searches all things, yes, even the deep things of God. There's a depth to God's word. There's a new level in your faith that God wants to bring you. And when you read his word and the Holy Spirit brings revelation, you'll see things in this book that you haven't seen before. I can't tell you the hundreds of verses that God has given me during a time of crisis or difficulty, and it was the Lord opening my eyes and speaking to me from this word, and it was illuminated by the Holy Spirit. When you are rooted in God's word, where your roots are, your fruits will grow. Now, let me say this, because the fruit of the Spirit is extremely important. I'm grateful for the gifts of the Spirit, and I believe the Holy Spirit gives gifts to the church. There are some people that they're called cessationists. They don't believe that the gifts are in operation today. I don't believe that, because the Holy Spirit is alive, and the Holy Spirit will give the body what we need to be able to walk in what God's called us to walk. But watch this. Don't be chasing a gift if your life isn't bearing fruit. It's our responsibility to bear fruit. Fruit is foundational. Fruit is what gives that gift a chance to flourish and grow. Listen to me. Gifts apart from fruit are dangerous. People have misused the gifts, and their life hasn't borne any fruit, and it's been very destructive. This is why I'm starting out by saying, how does the Holy Spirit talk to us? He speaks through his word. Now, let me move to the second part. He also speaks through a nudge. A little tug. You ever had just a little impression, or you felt a little whisper and a Holy Spirit trying to talk to you? When I sit, I have this, and I didn't realize it until recently, but when I sit, my leg, and I don't know if it's just ADD, ADHD, ADDDDZ, I didn't realize that some of you are doing it right now. Some of you are, you're sitting right now, and it's just kind of this, you know, this nervous twitch. And Rachel, she'll have to reach over and just put her hand on my leg. Just a little nudge. And it's like, hey, chill. It's like, oh, I wasn't even aware. In fact, it wasn't until the nudge that I was aware of what I was doing. And the Holy Spirit will nudge you. The Holy Spirit, he's going to cause you to see things that you haven't seen before. You're going to notice some people. Have you ever been in a grocery store? Maybe you're going through the checkout line, and the Holy Spirit just nudges you to have a conversation with the little girl that's checking you out. How many know the Holy Spirit will tell you to talk to somebody? Holy Spirit will help you see a need. Maybe you're in a room full of people, and the nudge of the Holy Spirit will tell you, go engage in a conversation with him. He needs some ministry. Go pray for that person. Holy Spirit will tell you, hey, go bless that person with some money. Oh, it's getting quiet up in here. Whoa, Pastor. Wait a second, that ain't God. Can I tell you, the devil's not going to tempt you to be generous with your money. Come on now. That's your flesh. But the Holy Spirit will nudge you. You know, last year, the Holy Spirit just gave me a little nudge, said, hey, you need to back off of social media for a little bit. Just create some margin. And I've got to listen to the nudge of the Holy Spirit. The other day, we were in a conversation with a group of people. And man, I felt so, I was about to say something. It went from here to here, and it was on the tip of my tongue. And the Holy Spirit said, How many know the Holy Ghost will save your bacon? Have you ever about to say something and you felt the Holy Spirit tell you to pump the brakes and you're thankful that you did? Okay, let's use the opposite. How many of you you've wanted to say something, the Holy Spirit's trying to say, whoa, slow down, and you just disregarded it and boom, you said it. See, listen, the more we listen to the Holy Spirit, and obey him, the more sensitive we become to that nudge. But the more we resist the Holy Spirit when he's trying to help us, the more desensitized we become. We live in a culture that creates this hard, calloused soul, and the Holy Spirit is gentle, and he's trying to help us. Fellas, have you ever been at a group dinner, and you're in conversation, and you're about to say something, and your wife, boom, under the table, just kicks you? How many know the Holy Ghost wears a skirt? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. Brother Wayne taught us that. You better, fellas, you better listen to your wife. She's got some discernment and some sensitivity. Can I have a good amen? The nudge of the Holy Spirit will help you resolve conflict a whole lot quicker than your flesh. When Rachel and I won't say we argue. When we have intense fellowship, I will just say, Holy Spirit, show her where she's wrong. And she will repent in Jesus' name. How many know that's not how it works? It's, hey, Holy Spirit, show me where I'm wrong. And Lord, help me to be quick to apologize. The Bible says in John 16, verse 8, and when he comes, Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit, and when he comes, he will convict the world of three things. He'll convict the world of sin, of God's righteousness, and of the coming judgment. Think about this. Sin, righteousness, and judgment. The Holy Spirit will convict us of sin, what's wrong. Righteousness, what's right. Judgment, that's what's coming. The Holy Spirit is going to teach you what's wrong, what's right, and what's coming. How many of you know we can't do this apart from the help of the Holy Spirit? He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through a nudge. And watch this, he speaks to us through people. People that we're submitted to and committed to. I'm submitted to spiritual overseers. I have three men that are spiritual fathers in my life. When it comes to decisions of the church or my own personal health, sometimes I will check in with these guys. I'm submitted to them, and the Holy Spirit talks to me through them. Now, I've got a fantastic staff, a great leadership team. They're so invested and committed to our vision to bring healing to the hurting. We'll be in meetings, and I'm not arrogant enough to think that I have all the answers. I know that God speaks through them to me about the direction of this church. They'll see things, hear things, they'll be involved in some things, and they'll offer, hey, I want to speak into something. And if I'm submitted to the Holy Spirit and committed to this church, God will speak to me through those people in my life. Some of you, God's trying to speak to you through people that he's placed in your life, and you don't even realize that's the Holy Spirit trying to get your attention. Number one, we talk to him directly. Number two, we listen to his voice. Number three, follow your peace. Follow your peace. When Israel was in the wilderness, every single day they were led by a cloud in the daytime. And at night, there was a pillar of fire. And they followed the cloud and they followed the fire. You say, well, Mike, we don't have a cloud today. No, we have something better. We have the Holy Spirit. We follow the Holy Spirit. We don't need a pillar of fire at night. The Holy Spirit illuminates our way. We don't need a cloud in the day. The Holy Spirit speaks to us and goes before us. The Bible says in Romans 8, 14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Do you know, it's almost like a spiritual GPS. I'm telling you this, God knows where you are and where you're supposed to be. And so he gives you the Holy Spirit turn by turn direction. If you get off course, how many know the Holy Spirit will rerouting? He's going to help get you back on course where you need to be. It's not our own wisdom, our own understanding, but we are led by the Spirit. Lord, where's my peace? Lord, do I have peace in this situation, in this decision? You know, years ago, Rachel and I had an opportunity to pastor a church in Dallas, Texas. Opportunity came to us. The pastor there, I'd done several men's conferences for him, preached at his church on a week in Flower Mound, Texas. Really beautiful area, large church. He called me one day and said, Pastor Mike, Holy Spirit has told me and my family to sell everything and move to China. And you're a unique young man. There's something special on your life. I felt like I was supposed to just offer you an opportunity to pastor this church in Dallas. Oh, Dallas? Wow, that sounds nice. Man, fantastic. Rachel, what do you think about Dallas? Lot to do in D-Town, baby. What's up? Not long after that, we had opportunity to plant a church in Nashville. Had people coming to us saying, God gave me a dream, and I saw you standing in front of thousands of people in Nashville, Tennessee. Rachel, what about Nashville? Music City, baby. Beautiful rolling hills. Guess what? We had to submit those things to the Holy Spirit. You know what? We didn't have peace about Dallas. Didn't have peace about Nashville. Okay, Lord, we love Baton Rouge. Guess what? The Holy Spirit held us here. You know why? Because he saw this moment. He knew where we needed to be. Holy Spirit knows where you need to be. Hear me. If you don't have peace about a decision to move, you just pump the brakes. If you don't have a peace about that purchase, pump the brakes. If you don't have peace about that relationship, maybe you're involved in a relationship and the Holy Spirit's trying to, man, I feel a little uneasy inside. Pump the brakes. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is trying to help you. Listen, when you talk to him, he talks to you and he guides you by his peace. Has this been helpful today? Let me give you this last thought. That last thought. I think this is huge. Finally, number four, when it comes to spiritual warfare and the power of the Holy Spirit, number four, step out in faith. Step out in faith. There is something interesting about the movement and activity of the Holy Spirit in Scripture. When you look at the life of the disciples, these 12 men that Jesus was trying to develop, there were a whole lot of ups and downs in their journey. And they struggled with fear, with insecurity, with jealousy, with anger. They had a whole lot of problems. Come on, can somebody say amen? And yet Jesus chose these 12 men, and he's developing them and working with them. And they sometimes they struggled to get it. They struggled to believe, and they were afraid. And when Jesus was arrested, they were all afraid to confess him, and they all scattered from him. But something incredible happened in the book of Acts. When Jesus was raised from the dead, he told them, go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise. What was Jesus talking about? What's the promise? The promise is the person of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit was poured out in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus told them, and you shall receive power. Somebody say power. That word power in the Greek is the word dunamis. It's the same word that we get for dynamite. Come on, somebody say, dynamite. Come on, y'all remember that back in the day? JJ in Good Times, dynamite. You shall receive dynamite, dynamic power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You see, it's interesting to me how when they were with Jesus, they were afraid to confess a Jesus that they saw. But when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they were willing to die for a Jesus that was nowhere to be found. Are you catching this? When the Holy Spirit fills you, he will give you boldness. He will give you courage. He will give you strength. And if you're fighting a battle today, you've got the full armor of God, but you have something even greater than armor. You've got a power in the person of the Holy Spirit. Do you receive that today? Come on, put your hands together if you believe that.
Thank you for listening. Take a moment and subscribe so you can become a part of the community here and stay up to date with what is happening at Healing Place Church. For more information about HPC, visit healingplacechurch.org.